Fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
Believe me, what are we gonna talk about AEW for? Hey, here's a bunch of nonsense for 2 hours, including a 35-minute segment of Kenny Omega and Kevin Knight, of all people, talking about their long, vast history to get. Oh, they don't have one. Never mind.
Honestly, I thought that Dynamite was sailing along in a maybe not I'm gonna write home about this being the greatest episode of Dynamite ever or something like that, but I felt like it was moving through until the Painmaker showed up. The show just came to a screeching halt in that
Was that
moment.
before or after Kenny Omega and Kevin Knight?
I think that was after. I
Oh,
need
see.
to look up ordering here to be completely sure. Because yeah, it was yeah, because that segment was pretty early there. Yeah, it looks like it was after.
Oh, see, I actually
Oh,
took some notes.
a good bit after. Oh yeah, because that came right before the Brian Cage Darby Allin match, which was the next to last match on the card. So.
So this show, I know we hit record to talk about like concerts, but whatever. Like, I don't know.
You drove it right into
I
AEW,
did because that's
so.
AEW's usually fresh. That's why, because I just got done watching like an hour or so ago. And I don't know, man. I thought the venue was pretty cool. I'm gonna give them that. The Boston Hall at Fenway. So I guess there's a MGM is a hall. That's where they were. Okay. But
Yeah, it looks like a packed house. Always helps. I don't care what size venue. Always looks better when it's a packed house. As much as I make fun of their venue size.
yeah, for sure. Well, this
So.
seats like 5,500, but I'm gonna guess with the stage is it's an actual like old concert hall or theater. So I guess where the stage was is where the I'm sorry, yeah, their entrance ramp is where the stage is. So I'd be curious to know
Oh.
how many seats they sold. But it didn't lend itself to a lot of high production. When Adam Copeland came out, or as they keep pushing Cope, even though they say Adam Copeland and the announcers keep saying Cope, like, okay.
Yeah, he calls himself Cope, so I guess
Is
I've
he
just
still
gone
doing
with
that?
it. I've just gone with it at this point.
Because they've been introducing him as Adam Copeland again. Okay. Anyways.
They can never make up their minds.
Well, what was funny is, that Edge entrance in WWE, he stops and then does the like this. Those
Yeah.
fireworks were huge, right?
Oh,
Oh boy.
did
Just
not
don't.
pay attention to that part.
Oh man. It
I've
was
got to admit
rough.
that that was more of a listen than a watch part, especially since it's an entrance. I did peek
Yeah.
over and Mr. Copeland is in very good shape for his age. The latter part is the important part here,
Well, he also looks like he's from Asheville now. So that's part of the
especially
problem.
the hairline is really. He's got something going on there that I'm not quite sure what to make of.
He's.
I am one for wild hairstyles, and I'm not quite sure what that's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's like it's an intermediate middle-aged man haircut, but also, this isn't my comment, this is hers. He looks like he lives in Asheville. Now, I know you haven't been there nearly as many times as I have. He blends right in. So, yeah, you're not quite sure if he's a resident or if he's a homeless guy or what's going on. Because, yeah, the big bushy beard, the long hair.
Yeah, well, and I like how it's not really that's the part that's getting me is that it's still only like shoulder length, but it keeps on getting deeper
Yes.
now. And I'm like, how's he just getting more volume out of this whole situation? Like, I'm a little bit confused because it
Hymns.
really isn't going down. I'm like, huh? Like, why is it growing that way, man? Like, you're not Italian. Get out of here. Like, you can't grow a white man afro.
Nope. But yeah, the back up the fireworks of the pyro,
Oh,
it was
pretty. Because honest.
it's like, you know
Oh,
those
good.
videos you see where people like it's like the big reveal and then they just have like goofy
The
music.
sparklers.
He would have been better off with like him carrying sparklers and Roman candles and going like just waving his arms. That would have been far more impressive. It was rough, man. I'm guessing it was a limitation of the venue, but then
Oh.
just adapt and just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Oh yeah. If it's gonna look that lame, then like I said, I didn't see it. Like just yeah, just
Yes.
skip it. Like, 'cause I feel like the WWE does that when they do their stripped down set, you know, and you're kind of in a similar situation, I would assume, at this kind of a venue where
Yes.
maybe you can't, 'cause I feel like most of the other venues are more like 75, 8,500, you know, like they're smaller arena kind of situations they've been in mostly recently. So I do feel like this is a little bit smaller than typical even for them.
No, I mean AEW's been in like 2,000 seaters recently. So
Oh, I don't know why I thought some of those places were closer to like 8,500.
no,
So.
that's one of their big issues that it keeps getting ignored. You'll read online, hey man, they're hitting on all cylinders. The stories are going great. Matches are great. But attendance still isn't good. And they're still not selling out events. Even their pay-per-views are not selling out. They're not apparently the pay-per-view buys for the last one wasn't good. And then the ratings are just what they are. So
Oh yeah, I feel
there's no
like a
sub
lot of people have just kind of I don't feel like I've heard ratings talks in a while just because I feel like everyone's just realized that it's kind of leveled out again, you know. It's definitely one of those situations where and obviously the WWE isn't even immune to the situation at the current moment,
No.
is that wrestling has just cooled off again. You
Yeah.
know, like this has happened multiple times now in our lifetimes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the thing is, both companies did it to themselves. I mean,
Oh, they.
WWE, I mean, that was, you even said something Monday. That was unbearable watching Raw. That gauntlet match, there's like a minute. 30 seconds to a minute of action. They go to a commercial, and if someone gets pinned, they introduce the next person. They go to commercial. They've got a little action. Someone gets pinned. Commercial. I was like, oh my God. Can we please, so we can have like a long ass uninterrupted promo battle again with Roman and Seth? Like, holy shit. It was.
Yeah, I think my comment at the end of that was because net for whatever reason, every now and again, Netflix does not let me start from the beginning, and it just popped me into live when LA Knight was making the save on Solo and what's his name, Royce
Jacob.
Keyes.
Yeah, rescues. Yes.
And I'm like, well, screw it. I'll just, you know, like this is where I am at. Like, I'm not gonna rewind it now. Like, so I just kind of rolled with it, and yeah, watching it live is just painful. Like, I am so glad I went back to the old almost live, definitely half-assed
Way of
bull.
watching.
Yeah, honestly, like. 'Cause I don't start that late, but I usually start just late enough to not quite catch up, but be fairly close to catch, you know, like at max half hour off. And it's just like I skip the commercials that way, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so much better. Like, even though they have that pain in the ass 10 second situation going on, instead of the standard 15 second skip forward. That was brutal watching Raw with those commercials. Like, I would have noticed it even if I would have fast forward, because like you said, like the Gauntlet match was the one that really made it stick out, because like your description was perfect. Like you said, like they'd introduce fall, introduce someone, action barely starts, commercial, pin. And it's just like, and they started the cycle all over again. It's just like, oh my gosh. Like, this is really, really rough right now. I only have so much house cleaning that I can do in during these commercial breaks.
I mean, I usually watch, I was watching through a VPN, but I was using a different one. So I wasn't getting commercials, but I was getting like, YouTube TV when it goes to local commercials, it'll go to a picture, like your moment of Zen or whatever, until like the
Oh,
national commercial comes on.
yeah.
Well, that's what it kept doing for like every commercial break. So it was like Cody and people posing and their music. And I'm like, who? I mean, I know who benefits, but who benefits? Like, it's, and I know this.
WWE advertising even more for the WWE, or Netflix
Yeah.
advertising even more for
Oh, I know.
Netflix.
That's one thing they do. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm not watching your shows. Like right now we're still watching Righteous Gemstones, and it's always Rick and Morty. So the commercials are like 30 seconds. They're not long, but it's always Rick and Morty. Stewart doesn't save the universe. I guess it was a guy from Big Bang Theory. And then
Oh.
some Larry David historical thing, which is just Larry David yelling at people. And I'm like, okay, every single commercial break. And again, I know like commercials on Raw benefit. I'm gonna guess that's WWE gets the rub. I know there's some Netflix commercials, but there is like some commercials.
Yeah, I was gonna say
So,
everything that I watch on Netflix is commercial free. So,
except Raw, yeah.
except for Raw. So it is one of those things, like, I've got to imagine that that is the WWE doing more than
It's disgusting.
Netflix is doing,
It's just
honestly.
disgusting. I mean, I know. Well, they're biz. I get it. It's a business, but they get how many billions? And then on top of that, like Netflix is making all that money from subscriptions, so you can give me some fucking pill, like fat drug pill for, make sure to ask your doctor if you have a heart arrhythmia for this medicine. I'm not a fucking doctor. I'm not asking him about this. Hey, doc, what do you got? Okay.
Yeah, I am definitely not taking the advice of the
Actors.
TV. There weren't even half of them don't even have actors in them now. At
Oh,
least
yeah.
the drug ones, like that. There are a lot of them that don't, and I'm just like, my doctor would have told me about this already. Like, I'm bit I there is one where I'm like, no, I'm actually being treated for that, and I was never told about this drug. And I'm like, I
Well, Kevin,
am
you should ask him then, because you saw it during
yeah.
Raw or
And I'm
whatever.
just like, now I'm okay paying $3 a month. That's okay, guys. Like,
Is it that?
I don't want to look at your price tag. It can't be that much lower.
That's exactly it. So whenever you go to the, whenever you go to
If
the
lower at
doctor,
all.
like, all right, so we're going to give you like beta, alpha, zeta. Okay. But it's just going to be like $300 a month. Like, I'm going to die. It's like, but we can give you alphabet, and that's the generic for $3 a month. Then just give me that. Like, why are you even asking? So you get these commercials, like, make sure to ask your doctor about this one. Not if I'm taking a generic version that does the exact same thing, and I'm paying like, Yep. I just don't like this stuff. Because like during Major League Baseball now, they circumvent the local commercials. It's like the Detroit ones. I'll get one Charlotte one, and then it's for what's the big fat drug right now? The big one? Ozempic.
Ozempic.
They put it in a pill now.
Oh.
So it's a song. I'm not kidding. It's Justin Long, the actor, and some guy. And it's like a game show. That's the first 30 seconds. Then expounding the health benefits of this stuff. Then the next 30 seconds is Justin Long slowly reading all of the side effects. Every single commercial.
I always
Ugh.
you know that A, no one gets all of the symptoms. If you got all of the symptoms, that would really be a rough outing, I'd have to say.
You'd still be fat. You'd still have diabetes. So I mean, why take the pill? Oh, God, how'd we get here? I've had it. And just knowing that the NFL season and college is starting soon, we're going to see the
Yeah.
same goddamn commercials for 4 months, 4 to 5 months. Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
I have grown
Oh.
accustomed also to the mute button. Mute button,
I mean, I probably should try it.
frequent use in this household. So that is
That's
the
a
other
good
weapon
idea.
against all of these commercials.
I've
So
legitimately
yeah.
never thought of that. I've never thought of that. That might
Oh.
do me some good.
Yeah.
But back to AEW.
Yeah. Somehow we went to Raw temporarily there, to commercials, and we
Yeah,
can
sorry guys.
find our ways back to
But no, like
AEW.
the oh yeah, like Kofi Christian, just getting into this.
Oh yeah, 'cause yeah, I was talking about the show sailing away until Jericho showed up, which was pretty late, but then we started making fun of Edge.
Yeah, and then like the first match went way too long. There's actually a couple of these matches like this. The matches were fine, but the outcomes are so clear. Why are we wasting time? Daniel Garcia and Wheeler Yuta don't win. They never do. So what are we doing
Yeah.
here?
It
Blast the
was
nerds and get Claudio in there. Like, enough.
it was definitely one of those situations where yeah, I think maybe that's why, 'cause these matches 'cause I'm looking back at the times and the first two matches were like 12 minutes.
That seemed far longer than that. It really, I mean, it just did. Well, I guess
yeah.
I always go back to entrances and then the match, which makes it seem like much longer. I'm pretty sure that's probably why. But
Oh yeah, if you're counting entrances, I'm sure
yeah.
there's more time than actual match time. But yeah, 12 because yeah, Claudio did come out and do the hype group with them and
Yeah.
everything. So I mean, even they got an entrance, not just Edge having his song
Yeah.
sung to him.
Oh, yes. God.
Yeah.
Now, I'm gonna be very fair here. In storyline, I guess I've just grown to like the Osprey Moxley thing, because Moxley is kind of like Colonel Kurtz from Apocalypse Now, just spouting shit, and you're like, okay. But
Yeah.
when are they gonna call the nerds out for never winning? Like, this is ridiculous. Go get them. Go get them. They're not going to win. Like, what kind of horrible leader are you to not see these guys never win?
They are failing right
Yeah.
in front of your face.
I
Yeah,
mean, and that's a reflection on leadership, too.
his
So.
only successful pupil is Will Ospreay, who is already a main eventer.
Yeah, I
It's
forgot
one.
Pac rarely wins too. I'll put him in the nerd
Yeah.
category as well.
You really can. For as much as he might get a win here and there, so that he doesn't quite have as lopsided record as those two.
Yeah.
It's still not good. It's still not over 500%, I wouldn't imagine.
No. I mean there's such a no one even acknowledged that Wheeler got his hair shaved outside of like the what 2 weeks. And it's like
It became a moot subject
yeah.
fairly quickly.
Which I mean in today's day and age.
He kind of just looks like a cheap Jeff Blackman now.
Steve Blackman?
Steve Blackman,
Okay. I
yeah.
was like, Jeff Blackman. Is that someone I don't know?
Yep,
Yeah.
wrong one.
But
Wrong
really, I
first name.
mean, talk about like dismantling a look too. Him getting his like it's still Wheeler Yuta, but the long hair did him good. But he stood
Oh,
out. And now
yeah.
they're just like, here's generic guy one with generic guy two. And they lose. And now we're setting up a match now between Claudio and Pac versus Edge and Christian. They did that off air.
Oh, okay. Was unaware. Do not expect Pac and Claudio to win that one either. So, I mean, Moxley's just again, bunch of he's the only winner. Well, yeah, Moxley was the only winner before, and it really hasn't changed with Ospreay being added.
Yeah, even Marina Shafir doesn't win.
No.
So,
I thought she was going to against I forget what weak ass matchup she had in the first round of the Owen Hart tournament
Harley
and
Cameron, I believe. Right?
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
either her or I don't think that was Maya World.
No.
So yeah, it's just like, oh yeah, they could be able to give her a win over Harley here, and it's just like,
Nope.
nope, Harley goes over again. It's just like, oh okay.
Okie dokie.
Yep, like you said, none of his people
No.
win.
I mean, it's like Voldemort. He's surrounded by a bunch of boobs, and he turned out to suck in the end too. So, okay. Yeah. See, updated reference. But
Pulling from the 90s or
yeah.
early 2000s there.
Wait, I'm gonna see if there's anything else I had written down here. Nope. Oh, they did do a promo for Queen Amanada coming down to help Harley Cameron after the fact on Collision, which we missed
Yes.
against
No, you missed. I did actually watch
Oh, did you
Collision
really?
this week,
No.
sir. Yes.
No, I was at AC/DC, which is how we were supposed to start the show. So I missed it. But yeah, against Sheeta. And I just went, well, we know who's winning that one. So another one.
Oh,
Who
yeah.
cares?
Sheeta's gonna get an easy win with that one
Yeah.
again.
Yeah. And then they had what? A vignette of Andrade on a yacht with some chicks. Cool.
Well, mostly one chick who
Oh, that's right. He came out with two. That's right.
kind of had a striking resemblance to Charlotte Flair,
I wasn't going to say that, so.
but
But this is like their tomfoolery. They have a vignette. He comes off cool, right? And then they immediately go to a backstage with him. Why? You just showed him. We don't need to hear him talk. I mean, and his English is still pretty broken. So it's like you had him looking suave and smooth over here, and now it's the same clunky Andrade. Like, come on, man. Spread it out. Or like play that on Collision. You know? Like we're like you put Hangman on Collision and then totally forgot he existed, come Dynamite. So
Oh yeah, that was the one thing I talked to Chris about. This is definitely a B show. Collision is definitely a B show. Like I am of the mindset that Raw and SmackDown are 1A, 1B. You can kind of pick one. I feel like one tends to be hotter than the other more times than not.
Yeah.
But yeah, with this yeah, Collision is definitely second place to Dynamite, and
Yeah.
oh boy, like it's been inconsistent, you know? Like sometimes I'm like, oh, like I think I've said it multiple times on air where I'm like, oh man, I feel like I missed something now that I've come back to Dynamite here. And I've watched a couple of times recently and I'm like, I haven't missed anything here. You know,
No.
like it's wild that Hangman coming back is just kind of crickets.
With no promote, well, they brought him back with no promotion. They never mentioned it on Dynamite. They did it on an Instagram post and social media that he was coming back on Collision on Friday. He's arguably one of your top stars. And what are we doing? But
Yeah,
it's
it's a
like,
good question. Especially
yeah.
since it did not seem like he was in a super hurry to really get back into the ring either. Like, I mean, I did, like I said, I watched, so I mean, it was just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna come back for one of the 92 championships that are on this show, that aren't the world championship. And it's just like,
Yes.
well, yeah, I mean that makes sense. Like it's easy to have goals in AEW.
Yeah. Well, the big thing is the way he said it, though, was he's not going to challenge. So if the champion challenges him, he can get around it. Yeah, he said it very specifically. I will not challenge for a title. But that doesn't mean
Oh.
the champion doesn't challenge him. He can't accept it. It's like, okay. But, anyways,
I don't think they're gonna go that route.
eventually, I mean, eventually it's going to happen. So.
If they know what's good for their company, they will change that at some point. Or he'll win the chance back somehow.
It's
I
AEW.
don't know.
It's like they cycle people through so quick that, like, never mind. We'll wait till later. But it's like people, he goes, hey, I want to use you this week. Like, as bad as Vince was for just choosing someone to push out of the blue, that's what Tony Khan does all the time. Like, why is Maya World and Haiyan? What the hell are they doing in the main event of Dynamite? You know, like Maya World was a nobody a couple weeks ago. When you have an entire roster of women that, like the Brawling Birds, they came out for a promo. They even said, we got no one to fight, so let's just leave. What are we doing here? Like, hey, bus
Yeah,
boy, bus boy. Yeah, come on, come on. I'm gonna push you for a while. Like, no one will expect it, but we'll get you over. Like, okay.
I guess that's the only thing I can say that is positive about the maybe not the Maya world of the situation necessarily, because I think that she's still a very, very blank slate. I still only know her brother died recently, which again, not a wrestling thing. It's very tragic. I feel bad for her, obviously, to have
Honestly,
to go through
yeah.
that. But again, not a wrestling character builder.
No. I mean, especially when there's
No.
other people on your roster you don't use consistently. So, I'm not talking about like Britt Baker and stuff, but it's like, Thunder Rosa's still around. But I think that ship sailed anyways. But
Yeah, that ship is cooked.
yeah.
It sunk. Well, yeah, maybe I should say the ship is sunk. I don't think she's gonna be back in the main event picture ever again.
No. Nope.
Nowhere. Because she seems to definitely be out of favor there, and there is not a chance in hell she makes it in the WWE,
Nah.
even if she does go over.
No, God, no. I mean, I can't. I mean, I guess we can talk about NXT later, obviously, but it's like NXT's got too many women. And the thing is, it's not that they have just too many women. They have too many good women. So
It's
why?
a never-ending problem in NXT.
Well, it is a problem, but we'll get to that later. So, yeah.
Well, you know, the one thing that I did not, but yeah, high-end Maya World, I did not love the part of this match that, and this is another one where it's just weird to put people in these positions. Lina Cross has to just sell entirely too much in this match.
Yes.
For being one of the Divine Dominion, and they've again largely been on Collision, so I haven't seen that much of their reign. I've seen some of it here and there, but still, like, you have the two most imposing women on the roster, and you have one of them selling like 50% of this match. Like, it's always going to be weird. It was the same type of weird when Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill were teaming, and Bianca Belair started selling just a ton in matches. And it's just like, this feels really awkward here, guys. And I felt like this kind of had a very similar dynamic where it's just like, Lina Cross should not be selling for these. Two of the three women are just not even remotely close to her size.
Yeah, if it's Willow, sure. But no. That's the problem when you ha like that's the problem when you have this stuff. Because the Giants aren't supposed to sell all the time because that takes them, like, I know they're not huge, you know, but comparatively, they sure are. They should be the ones like rocking the baby faces. And then when they finally get hit and stumble, the crowd's like, whoa, this is just like, yeah, she's getting her ass bitched around all over the place. Like, okay.
It's another 50-50 match.
Yes. Oh my, I have my notes. Andrade slash Jake, let's go. That match took forever. Andrade and Jake Doyle.
Oh.
Oh my God. Again, there's nothing against Jake Doyle. Let's go. Beat him and move on. Like,
Well, that one, at least physically makes more sense, since the
sure.
baby face is the smaller person in the matchup.
Not too
So,
much smaller. I mean, Jake's lost a lot of bulk since he got hurt, which, you know, that's going to happen.
oh, yeah, he's still a
But it's
bit
like,
taller
good
than
Lord.
Andrade, so. But yeah, Andrade has that man is not skipping gym day
No.
ever.
No.
Like,
And
if the day ends in Y, I feel like he's in the gym at least for an hour.
yeah. And like in the clear, the guy that's clearly getting pushed shouldn't be bouncing all over for the guy who's going nowhere. Like, enough of this, man. We don't need
Well, and that
12
was the
minute
funny
matches.
thing. I think the last couple of weeks I had talked about the AEW bringing back squash matches, and this week was a reversion to
Yeah.
form, where there were a lot more 50-50 matches just
Yeah.
in general
Absolutely.
on the card
Well, even
here.
Brian Cage and Darby, but that's usually how Darby works his matches anyways. Just gets his ass kicked the whole time and then comes back miraculously.
I
So,
forgot there was one short match. It's so short I forgot about it.
the
The
Bandido.
Brodito won in 2.5 minutes.
Just to set up Bandido gonna lose to Kyle Fletcher at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, Redemption.
Yeah. So I don't see the point of this. Like so according to Meltzer, the last pay-per-view didn't do great numbers because they threw everything together at the last moment for the most part. Well, this one, this is just being thrown together with a bunch of matches that are dynamite matches for the most part. I mean,
And it was kind of wild that I feel like I hadn't seen advertisement or talk of this. And it was just this week, and they're like, next Sunday. And I'm like, oh my gosh, guys. Like,
Yes.
holy smokes. Like, there really should have been talk about this a little bit earlier.
Having MJF and Omega on TV was stupid. You had your Redemption main event and
Blew it on Dynamite for some
yeah,
reason.
for the same ratings and no money. So I mean, unless MJF needed to be off, you know, that's the only thing that makes sense. He could do the one more match and hopefully heal up for Wembley.
Oh yeah, 'cause he, well, I mean, he was not on this week, so we'll see if it was more at his schedule than the other way around here soon enough. If he
Yeah,
comes
true.
back, if he comes back soon, it's just like what were you thinking? But if he's gone like filming for another like 4 months again or something, you just kind of like, okay, you kind of did what you had to do.
Yeah. And it's like, so now, I mean, now we're stuck with, and yeah, I'm saying this, now we're stuck with Kenny Omega and Kevin Knight. Again, nothing against Kevin Knight. So, like that's a Dynamite match.
And it's another typical AEW moment here too, where they're gonna have one of their champions lose to their main champion.
Yes, that
And
title doesn't get defended and will be lost on a
it's
pay-per-view again.
just like, guys, like it's just repeatable mistakes. That you continue to make for reasons that are beyond me, because you could definitely have some interim challenger for Kenny, who does not have a belt.
Or you could have just had MJF and Kenny and wouldn't have to worry
Oh
about
yeah,
this, you know? So,
yeah, drug the storyline out a whole 2 weeks longer.
yeah, which is, by the way, when is that Wembley show? It's the end of August, right?
I am not completely sure, sir. If you're gonna pull it up, let me
Yeah, I'm looking up now.
know. Realizing I did not have the wiki on hand.
August 30th. Yeah, so they'll have 5 weeks. And that is plenty of time for Kenny Omega to take the championship. Like have the championship. So because
Oh.
I know there's a possibility they didn't want him to have a short reign. Well, then you should have done this differently and you wouldn't have to worry about it. It's just so forced. But anyways,
It would be really weird if they have Ospreay lose in London. To me, no matter who's defending it, it's just like this is always what you're doing. Like, especially if it's going to be your main event, and it's definitely going to be their main event. Like what, Ospreay losing that is just so, yeah, out there to me.
Unless Moxley. Unless Moxley cost him on purpose when it was all in jealousy or whatever.
That could be a story that I could get behind if they decide to go that route,
Which would be
like.
funny.
I don't, like they have definitely not dropped any hints in that department, in my opinion. But,
No.
hey, you could always decide to zig instead of zag.
Yeah, because I mean, because Moxley could be mad at him for being the only guy in the Death Riders that wins matches, or only person, excuse me, that wins matches in the Death Riders. So, you know, he's like, no. Everyone else in this group's a loser except for me. So, but I don't know.
I think we just about covered. Oh, You brought it up on the old IG chat here, but I'm gonna second this. Quite enjoyed the Kyle Fletcher
I know.
promo against Bandido.
I know. What happened? Kyle Fletcher was fine earlier, when Bandito hit him with did all that stuff. But then
I
afterwards, I
think he
was
showed
like,
a good annoyed at the end of that. I'm not sure about anything in between, but the end I liked the you could tell he was already starting to kind of get pissed off about the situation.
And then he cuts a very good, fiery, consistent promo. And I went, wait, what's that feeling? I watched it without being ugh. So more of that from him. More of that.
The only thing that I did not like about this situation, because it happened honestly to me in both parts of the promo, or yeah, both promos that he had, Okada lurking there just gives
Not
me
looking
some,
happy.
not looking happy. I know that he ended up getting one up on Takeshita later. But it does kind of feel like to me that they're planting seeds for something between Okada and Fletcher.
Yeah, I guess for
Which,
Wembley, that's what I would think.
I guess I wouldn't be terribly upset about, honestly. Like, it should be a good match, all things
Oh,
considered.
yeah. I mean, well, it should, yes. I mean, Okada's still in his twilight, I'm getting paid years. So he's in his Shinsuke Nakamura phase.
Both of those two guys that came over here and they're like, you know what, guys, we really wrecked our bodies over there, so we can give you like a few solid years and then we're just gonna like surf and like use me when you want to use me. Okay, great,
Wait, Mark
see you
Davis is out
later.
for something, right?
Let me see. Yeah, because
Yeah, he showed up. Because he's another one that's I don't like the Dunkzilla name, but
they honestly seem to get paid by someone to call him Dunkzilla. Like, it is used so frequently and I'm not quite sure why. I'm like, okay, yeah, like it does not surprise me that the guy can dunk a basketball. He's like 6'7". Like, what are we like, why is this surprising?
Well, that's not why they call him Dunkzilla, right?
That's what they tried to sell the one time.
Oh,
They tried to
no.
sell that a couple of times.
It's because he has a strong following with a certain segment of the population because he's he's like a thick boy, So he's got that ass on him. He's got the badonkadunk. I've
Well,
always
that's.
said I don't understand why more gay men don't watch wrestling. So to have somebody embrace it.
Was unaware. Good for
Yes.
him. Good for him.
Yep. So he's just leaning into it. So,
Yep.
okay. Cool. But
Yep.
yeah, so yeah, they're trying to cover it up with the basketball bullshit.
Okay. Did not realize they were trying to cover something up there in
Don't
that
even know why you cover
situation.
it up. It's pretty funny. You know? Like
Yeah.
you have a gay online following that likes that donk, man. So remember Randy Orton? Well, used to, or I don't know if they still does, used to have a big gay following too. So,
Oh,
but
not
I don't think young
not
Randy would
completely
handle that very well. So,
not completely surprising to me.
hey, gay money pays the same as straight money. So,
Yep.
yep.
All of it's money. All
Yes,
of it
all of that that credit statement or your bank statement goes up. It's all for the same.
is.
Yeah, but no, Mark Davis is slowly starting to grow on me too, because he's finally starting to show not confidence, more coherency in how he moves. He's a big man, but he makes his big moves big.
Uh-oh.
Because like some big guys just do moves. You're like, oh, okay. Like his finisher, that drop down spike, that thing's dangerous as hell looking. But he does
Oh.
it so fast too. You're like, wow, okay. So it's weird saying that Fletcher and Davis have grown on me. Like,
Hey,
yeah.
pretty positive way to end Dynamite, I would say. Like,
Yeah, I
because
mean, the
there
show's
really was.
fine, but
Like I said, I
yeah.
thought that it did kind of move along. Like it's one of those. There are definitely some usual problems that pop back up, like the 50-50 matches and all the
Yes. Yeah.
stuff.
Cool
But
venue. Like, logical issues, but.
yeah, they did move some stories, and they did get the redemption card kind of out there at least.
Yeah, a
You
week
know, as
before.
much as as much as it was too late, I will at least give them credit for like really like slapping like four or five matches together on this show
Yeah.
to go,
And then one
okay.
off air. So. Oh, and another positive aspect, I'm being dead serious. Mercedes Moné continuing, like, the new look and the new vibe of her, I really like. Like, the added weight, the added muscle, and then, like, the presentation works more for me this way. So, I think, like, oh,
She's just
okay.
more serious again, and I'm
Yes.
like, okay, great. Like I'm back in here. Like I definitely get this. The CEO thing was it was too cute by a half, at least. And she's cut out the too cute part, and I'm like, double thumbs up here.
Yeah, yes. It's yeah, so I mean there's some things I'm really warming up to on Dynamite. In AEW, I guess.
Oh,
And then there's
yeah.
still the lukewarm parts that I just can't get past. So I never will.
Oh, yeah.
Like nerds.
Well,
Oh
NXT was
boy, here we
just
go.
another cornucopia of
Oh
fun
my
here.
God, this show, man. It's written by 45 different people, right? Like,
It was something. It was really something here.
okay. I want to start positive, so I'm going to start. Saquon Sugars and his running arc through the show was excellent. He keeps getting just rejected at every turn. And everyone points out, oh, now that you got a problem with Darkseid, you want us to help you? Get the hell out of here. Yeah, man. Now beat it. Right. Just goes. And then he's talking to who are the women he was talking to backstage?
Oh, I forget
And
who he
oh,
ran into.
Ren and Kendall.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they even point out to him, listen, you think you're just going to go and find somebody to be friends with you after everything you've done? He's like, well, yeah. And she's like, that's not going to happen. He's like, no, nah, I didn't think it would. But I don't think it'd be this hard. And then she's just looking at him like, why would you think that? Like, just right to his face. And he's like acting like the contrition, like, yeah. And then,
Yeah, he did act a little sheepish then at
yeah.
that
And then Lola comes in and he's like, hey, mama, so we were just talking. She's like, this doesn't concern you. He's like, well, we were just talking. She's like, no, this doesn't concern you. He's like, I'm out, and just leaves. And I'm like, this guy's great. So like, who wrote his stuff? Like, all of his stuff was good, including him teaming up with Noam Dar and
Oh, whatever
that guy.
his young boy's name is.
Jesus.
I forget what that guy's name is, obviously.
Oh yeah, no, it was yeah, because it was Kendall saying, well, you haven't really given anybody a reason to be friends with you. He's like, yeah, that's true. Like
I did like that they're like, hey, try to project this in a different way. And I'm just like, yeah, I agree. Oh, I either pulled up the wrong results or they're not available. Oh, they're not available. Shit.
I mean the NXT results?
Yeah, I need to lose it. They are not on the usual.
Which
website here for me to look through.
let's see, I'll use Google's AI. It always works. But yeah, so like, I just liked how they had an actual arc with him throughout the show. Something that when they do that, they do a fairly good job of it. So, just starting off positive, you know.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I might have
Yeah,
found
so.
something here. Jeez, killing me, guys.
I got it. So
Okay,
the
good.
like
Because
the ma
I mean, I do laugh that the write up for wrestling reviews has not changed since I wrote a wrestling review like 15 years ago.
Yeah, to the fact that it's actually like I just did whatever Google's AI is and just said name the date of the show and just told me what would happen. So the Vanity Project beat Legacy and Dorian Van Dux. I mean, I didn't think they were going to win anyways. So,
Oh yeah, I was unsurprised by this outcome.
yeah. I mean, match was good, but I still don't care about Vanity Project. Like, they're but in like a
Oh.
bad way. Like, all right, it's like whatever. Like this
they
is the ceiling. So.
they still haven't given us a lot of investment in them. I don't see it, think. Like, I do feel like they do have a good natural yuck charisma to them.
Yeah.
But also they haven't pushed them as like heel, like chicken shit champions who don't take on wins. They haven't really just had them cheat the win. Like I don't feel like they have any type of identity of what type of heels they are. They're just heels because
Yeah.
all of them look schmucky.
Yeah, they're supposed to be smarmy young douchebags. I'm older than you guys. That's how I see you anyways.
Yeah, so I do feel like they need to fill in the cracks a little bit more if they want them to get anywhere. And they haven't
Yeah.
done that, like those guys have not had enough backstage segments. They had some kind of early on, but I don't feel like they've had any in the last like month or so. It's just like they could use a little bit more of that.
I think they're concentrating sometimes on the wrong, like not the wrong people, but the same people again. And like, I don't know. It's like this doesn't give me like the whole breakdown of the show. It just gives me the matches.
Oh,
But
I have the breakdown of the show
okay.
because there was one that
There's some stuff.
I started to the Tristan Angels stuff is giving me a good laugh. He is
You go ahead. You go ahead.
yeah,
Tell me all about it.
you're not enjoying. I
I.
mean, it's kind of another, like, it feels like they're having him do a very basic vanity, well,
Oh, sure. I
speaking
have
of
no problem
Vanity
with him.
Project.
Yeah, I'd have no problem with him. Like, Tristan Angels, they just leaned into this vain thing. And it's like, I liked when he was like the sheep herder guy that was good looking, you know? And now all of a sudden he's this vain guy. It's like, this is kind of an odd jump. But.
No, they always kind of acknowledged that he did not acknowledge the sheep herder part.
Well, in one of his promos, he was on a goddamn farm.
But he said he had to get out of there
That's true. But I mean,
because he
it's
was
like,
too classy for that joint.
yeah, but
So, I mean, he's been smarmy from the get-go.
yeah, but you'd think like they would at least use it like, I look like this and I still did the sheeps. Well, never mind.
No,
One, I said did
that
the
is
sheeps.
gross.
Two, I said sheeps, not just sheep. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, it is already plural. You do not need to add the S.
But Oh,
It's not
just never
gonna.
mind. I just whatever. It's just I give up. I can't say what I need to say. I can't formulate it. Oh, God damn. But so he's fine, right?
Night previous gets them.
Oh, that was a fun night too. I'll talk about that. But dude, I'd hate Shiloh trying to be like a watered down version of the Undertaker, and an even more watered down like Bray Wyatt. Like the fog is coming. It's just like, what are we doing?
Oh, I
Just
guess
have
I
him be a
didn't like.
badass.
Yeah, I guess that's the only part I didn't like about that. I do feel like he's really cutting. Okay, you want me to be serious promos, and I am enjoying those quite a bit.
Yes. And then he does this
So,
dumbass fog thing and starts
yeah, I guess
laughing. Like, ugh.
I was not as turned off by that part as you were, but yeah, he does not need to be the controller of fog. That would be really silly.
What a, that sounds like a Z-list superhero villain. The control, you can't see me. Like, okay. And but like, it goes all the way back to Great American Bash with these two, when Tristan got underneath the ring and there was a cell phone and he called him from the cell phone, and you're like, this isn't needed. Like, this whole spooky angle or whatever you want to call it doesn't need, or magic doesn't need to be here.
No, it
So,
does not need to be there.
yeah. So that's why I just didn't. I don't like it. I like serious Shiloh.
Yeah.
I think it's a good aspect. Outside of
Yeah.
that, enough. Well.
Tate Wilder versus Naraku. Thoughts there?
It's fine with that Tate Wilder guy. I get what they're trying to do, but it's like, okay. Yeah, fair.
That is always I don't like a losing gimmick, no matter
No.
when. Like, I know that he has time to bounce back because he's a fresh face, but he's got to start that turnaround sooner rather than later here.
Right. So I'm trying to let my Vic Venom go. And there was one though, it was such an unnecessary bit. So Tate Wilder's on the top rope, Naraku pushes him off the top, right? And he crash and burns on the outside, like from the top rope to the outside of the ring. And
Yeah.
Booker T is like, blah, 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 says something. And Vic gets all offended that he got pushed off the top rope to the outside and could have possibly been hurt. He's like, well, you know, that man's just got a family. He's got a family. You're just sitting there making light of it. And I'm like, have you never watched your own show? People were
No.
killed, and you didn't say anything. But Booker T's saying something about like this, like, okay. And I'm like, why are they feeding this dumb shit to him? Hey, be offended by what Booker said. Like, why? No, just say no, Vic. Just do it.
Obviously did not notice that one. I forget
It was the
there
very end, so.
the only one that I noticed was Booker T's like, I just made that point and I'm trying to remember which matchup that was. And he's just like, oh, it was so good that I needed to, like reinforce the point. He's just like, oh boy, I got busted on that one.
Yep.
I forget which, like I said, I can't remember which segment that was, but I definitely remember that happening at some point through the night.
Yeah. So.
Oh boy. Talk about three women that cannot catch a win to save their lives, at least on NXT TV. Izzy Dame, Nikita Lyons, and Lizzie Rain were all in a match with someone that they are actually pushing in Zarya.
I love the logic behind this. So Who was it that couldn't go?
Maya World. Oh no,
No.
hold on.
No.
Layla Diggs.
Yeah, whoever she is. So,
She's the fourth member of Natty's crew.
well, there you go. So, they said that, and I was like, I have no idea who. Yeah, we were talking about on message. Like, I have no idea who this is. I did not know that was her name. So, I truly had no
Oh,
clue.
I didn't. I thought that you did. I thought Chris was the only one that had no clue there,
Mm-mm.
just because he does not watch NXT.
Nope. I've never. I
Yeah,
no.
she won that matchup to get the championship shot.
Ooh,
It was
okay.
another four-way that was on the previous week.
Oh, I flushed that immediately. So
Yeah,
it's just, and
I
that's where I was saying with AEW, like NXT has the women problem is good and is good, but it's also bad. There are so many women that they're putting on TV now, also because of how bad the men are, but it's like, oh my goodness. Because I mean, like Kaylee Armstrong's in the main event. They
Oh.
introduced Reina Vulcan with
Yep.
oh my God, as many cliches as possible.
They have turned into a cliche factory down there in
That was
NXT.
written by AI, right? Like, that seemed really hard for a human being to write that many cliches in one promo.
It was something. I have not loved the introduction here.
No. You know who that is? No. Well, hey, it's
No.
Reina Vulcan. Oh, cool. You don't know me. You don't know the things I've been through. Oh God, here we go. I'm here to take over and dominate. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
So, not her fault.
everyone is.
Just let them talk. Hey, that's for another show. But yeah, I
No,
just
this
love
seems
how
like the right show for
I just love how like
it.
the one girl gets hurt and then it's a four-way. Okay. Like, why? But
Yeah, because they were all in there vying for the shot in Robert Stone's office, and that's always the solution.
it's like, well, Nikita Lyons is the Evolve champion, and then the other two have been former NXT North American champions. Well, then they shouldn't be in the match because they already had the title and didn't keep it. So why put them in there? But anyways,
Well, no, Lizzie Rain has not had an NXT Women's
no, that's
Championship
true. I'm
reign.
sorry, she did not know.
Just the one of them.
Yeah,
So.
but all said and done, I like the match. Like,
Oh.
you go through
Yeah,
it, you go through it, and all of a sudden it's pretty good.
they're all good wrestlers.
Yeah, even Nikita, Izzy.
That was the only thing that I was kind of bummed about is that this was one where it was more of an AEW situation. I'm like, not loving the Evolve champion taking a pin here. Like, I don't put any stock in Evolve itself, but
No.
that same general principle stands. I don't want champions losing on other shows. It's that easy. Like,
Even if it's a show no one watches, I don't care.
apply the same standard here.
Yes. Yes, I think that's absolutely fair too. I mean, unless it's like a WWE guy coming down, because they used to do that. And
oh.
it helps elevate that person. Cool. But this is just they lose and they
Yeah.
disappear. Or nothing comes of it.
Yeah, or like you said, like if it's a main roster person coming down, there's some credibility given there that's just like, ooh, like one of the pros came down here and you got to prove it with them. Yeah, when it's one of your peers, it's a whole different situation.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know. I liked it. Zarya is just great. The
Hey,
music, the music's awesome. She's
she's
finally
finally
come
gotten a
into her own.
chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
She has definitely of the women that have gotten some openings since the call-ups here. She's been on the list to take advantage.
Yeah, and but it really seems almost seems like kind of wasted being the North American Championship. But They want, I mean, they wanted to push Kendall Gray quicker, I guess. So,
Yeah, and they've done a pretty decent job of keeping the North American Championship
yes.
relevant, so I can't
Yeah, actually,
complain.
yeah, that's
I'm
fair.
not going to really argue with that. And then at least match wise, we had two more matches. Tavion Heights, who better not answer his phone anytime soon, against
Yeah.
Jackson Drake. That man cannot catch a break to save his life.
Yeah, and he's just not catching out with the audience either. Like,
It is really weird that I do think that Miles Bourne is getting a decent response. He does not seem to be rubbing off on Tavion at all, even with
no.
those two having a friendship. Like
No.
that has not helped out Heights in the least bit.
Yeah, 'cause I saw a Reddit post asking like, what's his problem? Well, like, what's the problem? And I'm like, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but he doesn't interest me at all.
It is one of those weird situations where it's like, I don't think his backstage stuff has been bad as far as the talking goes. I don't feel like his promos have been that bad. Maybe I don't think they've been that good either, you know what I mean? But it's one of those things where I'm just like, I don't know. He just kind of seems average everywhere. Like, there's nothing in his wrestling that really stands out to me. But there's always, but I also don't think he's a bad wrestler, you know, at the same time. Like, it's one of those situations, like you said, like, I don't know. Like, it's all these, maybe it's just that it's just everything's just okay.
Yeah, it's like he's competent,
Yeah.
which is like a death knell. He's a good hand in the ring.
Yeah, it's not a great place to be, honestly. That's why I said, like, I'm like, oof, man. Like, I know that he's still going to get some more time. Or at least I think I expect him to get a little more time. But yeah, he's had a really hard time catching on with the crowd, like you said, and that's going to be the biggest detriment to his long-term employment with the WWE.
Unfortunately.
Because
But
then we if you want to talk about it, we can talk about the Sean Spears segment.
no. I truly don't care. I've forgotten about it. So
And then you mentioned the still stacked women's division main event, Kalani Jordan versus Lola Vice versus Callie Armstrong. This one seemed kind of weird just because the makeup of the match is the person who hasn't really won the big one in Kalani Jordan.
And they even made a
Lola,
point of saying it.
I can't believe Vic said out loud, because it was kind of funny. I think I asked for it last week, and Vic must have been listening to the podcast, because he's like, Kalani Jordan is 0-9 in number one contenders matches
Oh,
for the
God.
NXT Women's Championship. And I'm just like, I'm not completely surprised. Like, I feel like she had to been in a lot of these. And it's just like, and Booker T's like, nah, she has a great record. And he's like, it's 0-9. Like, I'm a Browns fan. I know what 0-9 means.
Yep.
And 0-10 is definitely not better.
No, and that's what was so surprising. I'm guessing Lola's gonna eat the L and then she goes to the main. But then is Kalani Jordan still gonna sit around there and stew? Or is this her write-off too? Like, what's there for her to do?
That is the $1 million question with this
Yeah,
one. Like,
man.
is she, because I think both of us talked about that. Like, she has nothing to prove in NXT, really, at this point. If you want to give her a title reign, sure, have at it. I don't, you know, like, you deserve it. Clap, 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 clap. But Yeah, like she doesn't need to do anything to get to the main roster. Again, where
Yeah.
you fit someone on the main roster at this point is a great question, given that women get less time on the main roster than they get on NXT.
Yeah, I'm curious about, I mean, we're coming up on September. I understand where we're at right now, but we're coming up on September after SummerSlam, all this stuff. They like doing the draft as like the season premiere episode and stuff. Are we going to get
Oh.
more cuts? Are we just gonna have call-ups? Like we gotta shake things up. Like, I like the way they've been doing it by just bringing people aboard. And so like not doing the draft is fine with me, but that was
No.
the thought I had watching some of this stuff. And it's kind of the nature of the beast now too. When you see NXT and you're like, why are they still like, why is Tony D still there? Like, it is crazy. But then you see Raw and you see how all the young people are treated. So,
Oh yeah, because Chris and I tied in a little bit of that talk. You and I didn't necessarily talk about it, but the fact that no champion in the W no WWE championship holder has been born in the 90s
that's
is
crazy.
wild. Just absolutely wild. And there are not a whole lot of viable candidates in that category, because I believe, especially in the WWE, because I think Braun Breaker was on the list, Trick Williams, and maybe one other person that had a realistic shot of having, Obafemi,
Okay. Trying to
of
think. Yeah.
having a shot at the actual championship, because everyone else, like Braun Breaker, definitely has fallen by the wayside. Like I don't think he's beating Oba or Trick
What?
at this point.
Yeah. I agree with Chris, though. He's one giant thing away. Like, I never mind. It's a,
Oh, they could push him pretty
they
quickly.
cool people for no reason. It makes no sense. And yeah, this would be a little diatribe on off this cuff, but for the amount of tickets they are not selling for SummerSlam, for the way attendance, you remember how they used to brag, we have a sellout, we have a sellout? That ain't happening anymore. And yeah, ticket
No.
prices are definitely an issue. But also, it's the same people doing the same thing. I mean, you bring up Braun, he loses to Seth. So Seth can go and fight Roman one last time. Well, why'd you have to do that? Like, you have the clear Obafemi win the King of the Ring. And now I'm gonna ask you, because Oba said he doesn't have his King of the Ring shot, or he doesn't have the championship
No.
shot.
He does have a championship shot.
Okay. I keep reading people saying on Monday he said he no longer has it. Now,
I did not hear him say that on Monday.
if he did, I'm guessing he meant for SummerSlam.
That was the weird thing, because explicitly the week before, because that's the one thing I didn't like about Paul Heyman's promo this week, is because the previous week they made it clear on TV that he was going to take that championship shot at another pay-per-view.
That's exactly what I thought too.
And then Heyman comes out and he's like, who would give up a championship opportunity? It's just like, well, he didn't give it up. Like,
Yeah.
you just made that part up. So like he's not a big dum-dum. He's getting a Hell in a Cell match and getting this out of the way so that he can just win a championship.
Yeah.
That actually makes a great deal of sense, Paul. Like, to just kind of, if you
Now,
guys are gonna be looming and possibly screw him over in a title match, get them out of your hair and then get to the title match. Like, this to me makes a whole lot of sense in ordering.
yeah, just say that and then go. And then once I'm done ruining you or just make is like, I'm finishing this business first and, just do whatever. And then whoever has it, I'm coming after you. It's that easy. So it's like they need to spell it out. But the
Yeah.
thing is, you've still like Obafemi beats Brock Lesnar in a historical match. And it is, or was, Brock retires after. Now what do? They bring him back. Why? He was out to pasture, man. It was a beautiful way to go.
It was a perfect send
Heck
off, and
yeah.
a weird bring back to come into a trilogy, and now you're just going, I don't know, like how much longer is he back for then?
Yeah. But a trilogy no one asked for. Oba got crowned the new beast, a new ruler, whatever you want to call it. And then they went, not quite yet. Well, yeah, do it now. Like, this isn't Black Panther, motherfucker. There ain't no special flower they're going to give him and have him come back and fight. Like, this is stupid. Oh, and then, like, Braun Breaker. He killed Seth at WrestleMania. And then proceeds to lose. Like, what are we doing? Every single newbie is
Yeah,
just
it's not been good for them.
no. And then they're just sitting there with a thumb up their ass. Well, we don't know. You inundate us with 45 minutes of commercials an hour, pushing the same people who've been pushed for 15 years. Like, oh God. Roman Reigns, I know it's whatever, NXT's over, whatever is Roman Reigns having the audacity to say that Triple H is Seth's dad. I was floored at the stupidity of that. The only reason the tribal chief exists is because Vince McMahon wouldn't stop just forcing him on us. It took COVID, his chemo treatments, and all of that for him to come back to be a bad guy and barely ever show up. That's it. Now, I'm not, I mean, that's not criticism, it's just the truth. The less is more with him made him more hated until people started brainwashing themselves into thinking, no, this guy's a great champion. Like, everyone just ignored this, but.
Yeah, well, and I mean, even Seth Rollins is pointing that out now, and everyone's like, yeah, we're still cheering for Roman Reigns, even though he's still being
Yes.
a complete and utter dick.
Yeah. But Seth has never really done anything to redeem himself for being a dick all the
Oh,
time either. It's
oh.
like,
No. They're both baby faces that have no redeeming qualities, AKA
yeah. Even
heels.
CM Punk is a dickhead too. Like,
He's definitely more pleasant than those two, though.
yeah, but he still has that thing in him. And then, like, I don't know, man. Everything's but the ball's been dropped so many times. Like, look at what they're doing to Gunther. And you know how I love Gunther. I don't give a damn about him and Nick Aldis. Like, does Nick just want one more match or something? So,
It's a weird call.
hey, this
It
guy
is a
retired. This
really
guy, this
weird
guy, this
call.
guy. And then, like, did Brock say no to having Gunther retire him?
Oh, and you know what? To go back to one of the guys that started this, Obafemi,
Yeah.
the one thing that they could be doing is delaying his crowning until WrestleMania.
Oh God, no. No.
It could be the possibility for all of this swerving the last couple of weeks.
Just
Yeah, they seem allergic to pulling the trigger. Like they're not any better than Tony Khan in that regard, where it's just like, just do it, guys. Like what is going on here? Like just with any of these guys. 'Cause yeah, I mean, as much as beating Brock in Hell in a Cell will mean for Oba, him just winning the championship this quickly would also be the same level of stamp of approval, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was looking up where Money in the Bank is. It's in New Orleans, but it's at the Smoothie King Center. It's not in the
Yeah.
dome. I was like, if it's at the Mercedes-Benz Dome or whatever they call it now, that's where you do it. Like Roman Oba at Money in the Bank. But then I also saw that Survivor Series is in Houston at
Oh yeah, they're good doing it to the baseball field, right?
yeah. So you get 40,000 people in there. Oba versus whoever. Do not wait until WrestleMania. Because you know it's gonna fizzle out. Because the proof's in the pudding, man. It's I don't know. I don't get it. Like, what's this insistence on not planning for the future? Well, we got all these guys. Okay. I mean, even to a lesser extent, but it's still there, Javon Evans. Like, Paul Heyman was on Chris Valet, I believe. And he goes, we've got Javon Evans. If Javon Evans isn't a household name by the end of the summer, well, then we failed. Well, just saying. He's not. So, and I know he's like 22, but
Not the end of summer either.
well, we got what, 6 weeks? Or no, 2 months, right? September, technically is 2 months,
Yeah, I don't know.
but
Summer is just some abstract thing that I don't pay attention to because I haven't been a child nor had a child to have a summer with
oh, very true.
in a very long time. Like a summer has really been one of those concepts that I have lost a grasp on. Other
Yeah.
than is it the level of summer where I want to go outside, or is it the level of summer where it's so hot I don't want to go outside?
Yeah, you
Oh,
guys are
okay.
warmer than we are right now.
These are the two options that we have. And right now, yeah, 96 today. No thank you. I will stay inside.
I think we're gonna beat you tomorrow. We're 101 tomorrow. The 100% humidity. So awesome. So, and they're having a wrestling show at Triple C, but it's outside. What are we thinking? No. No. That's craziness. So, but I guess I know we have Saturday night's main event, but is there
Oh
anything
yeah.
big on there?
I don't know. You and Chris will be covering that one on a
Yes.
special edition of the Stunt Granny Audio, since we'll not be coming to you on the regular Wednesday this coming week. So, yeah, I have no idea what's on Saturday night's main event. Like, I feel like I run through it, but because
This
this
can't
isn't,
be real.
I don't have a raw review up right now, and
Okay, so this can't be the only card. We've got Punk and Cody versus Gunther and Sammy, the
oh,
women's
okay,
tag
yep.
team match, Paige and Brie versus Fatal Influence. And Fatal Influence better win. Like, this is a perfect example. That's it's their time.
Oh,
And Danhausen
yes.
versus JD McDonagh. That's it? I mean, there's
Oh,
another problem,
wow.
man. That's terrible. In Madison
Yeah,
Square Garden,
well, I
that's all
mean,
you're giving people?
the WWE is definitely having a volume. They have a different issue than AEW. Well, I guess it's the same issue. AEW has amped up their pay-per-view volume, and they're having a hard time, for whatever reason, adjusting to the pace of these pay-per-views. It's like they almost don't know that they're on the calendar. And the WWE just acts that way sometimes too, because it's just like, oh yeah, look, every other week we have some show that we're considering as special.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Bayley and Lyra Valkyria. That's on there.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Yeah. So those four. Those four.
Yep. I will be in transit and unlikely to view said event here this week. I'll
Well,
catch
nothing you're missing.
NXT and AEW next week so we
Yeah.
can talk about that yet again.
Yeah, but I mean, for the prices, man, four matches in New York for Madison Square Garden, this is a bullshit card.
Yep,
It's I'm sorry, it
hey.
is.
I'm not paying for it, so God bless if you are there. So Bell Time beer here. I actually picked up a new beer within town here. Olentangy River Brewing Company, Dusty's Done Deal. Double a New England IPA, 8.2%. I think it says 8.2%.
Nice.
It might be 9.2. I really kind of need my readers right now, because I'm old. And, but anyway, it's a solid double IPA or double New England IPA. Sometimes, honestly, there is not as much of a difference between a regular New England and a double New England, in my opinion. Like there's less of a difference there than there is from IPA to regular double IPA. So it's still it's a tasty beer. It was one that I was happy to pick up. And they have a very good breakfast food truck there. So should one find themselves in the Columbus, Ohio area, I do like Olentangy River Brewing quite a bit. They don't have anything too off the hook, but they just have very, very, very good beers and also some very tasty food in the vicinity more times than not. So there it is. Bell Time beer for suggestion from Matt DeFrango 11. He is at Granny Mays. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Downloads at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.